KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, May 11th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Last night, the Minnesota Timberwolves evened up their second-round playoff series at two games apiece with a 114-109 win over San Antonio. Anthony Edwards led the Wolves with 36 points, including 16 in the fourth quarter, as Minnesota would rally late after trailing early in the fourth. Edwards would hit the go-ahead three-pointer with just over 5 minutes left to spark the comeback. The game last night turned early in the second quarter when San Antonio's Victor Wembanyama was ejected after being given a flagrant two foul for an elbow to the neck of Minnesota's Naz Reid. Reid stayed in the game, finished with 15 points and 9 rebounds. Series now tied at 2 apiece. It goes back to San Antonio for a Game 5 tomorrow night. The New York Knicks, they made quick work of Philadelphia. The Knicks back in the Eastern Conference Finals for the second straight year. They beat the Sixers yesterday 144-114, completing the second-round sweep. The Knicks set an NBA playoff record with 11 three-pointers in the first quarter. They finished with 25 for the game. The Knicks should have plenty of time off. They'll take on either Cleveland or Detroit in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Washington Wizards won the NBA draft lottery yesterday. That earns them the number one overall pick in the June 23rd draft. Washington had a 14% chance to land the top selection, and they secured it with a 4-2-1 ping-pong ball combination. The Wizards finished with the league's worst record at 17-65. This will be their first number one pick since they selected John Wall, the point guard out of Kentucky, back in 2010. Utah will pick second, followed by Memphis at number 3, the Chicago Bulls at number 4, and the LA Clippers at number 5. Top prospects this year include A.J. DeBonsa from BYU, a Duke forward Cam Boozer, also Kansas guard Darren Peterson, and North Carolina's Caleb Wilson. The NBA says this may be the final year under the current lottery format before changes next year aimed at discouraging tanking take effect. Two more games tonight. NBA playoffs continue as Cleveland will host Detroit 7 p.m. on NBC. The Pistons with a 2-1 series lead. And the LA Lakers, they need a win tonight or they will be swept as they host Oklahoma City. That'll be at 9:30 on Amazon Prime Video. Oklahoma City with a 3-0 series lead. Stanley Cup playoffs last night. Montreal defeated Buffalo 6-2. The Canadiens now with a 2-1 series lead. And Anaheim defeated Vegas 4-3. That Western Conference series now tied at two games apiece. Just one game on the ice tonight. It'll be in St. Paul as the Minnesota Wild host the Colorado Avalanche. That'll be at 7 p.m. on ESPN. Avalanche with a 2-1 series lead. The Minnesota Twins would hold off the Cleveland Guardians Sunday afternoon for a 5-4 victory to take 2 out of 3 from Cleveland. Cody Clemens had 3 hits, and rookie Kendry Rojas earned his first Major League win in relief. Brooks Lee got the scoring started. He had a tie-breaking single in a 4-run fifth inning for the Twins. Meanwhile, Rojas struck out 5, walked 3 over 3 1/3 innings. The Twins have today off before they return home for a 3-game series versus the Miami Marlins. That starts tomorrow night at 6:40 p.m. And that's a look at your sports for this Monday, May 11th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.